Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Keish.
How's it going?
Another beautiful Wednesday morning in Zamunda.
All right, so let's talk about my week. Girl, I've been wanting to tell you. So earlier in the week, I took the kids to this lights thing at the botanical garden.
Okay.
This is nice. Mm-hmm. So I had them out kind of late. So I said, well, you know what? I'll just stop and I'll buy food for everybody. And, you know, we'll eat it on the way there. So I go to this well-known fast food restaurant. And I would say it was not McDonald's because, okay. So I get there.
If there's a story behind it, it wasn't Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
is the holy
grail. We know it would never, this would never happen at Chick-fil-A. All right, so I go place my order. Everybody's got their own separate orders. But let me tell you, my grandson. So he wants a Biggie bag. Ooh, I think I just said where it was.
We know okay. Where you were now.
Anyway, so he orders his thing. And, you know, that comes with a few things in it. Then he was like, he's talking to the person taking the order, right? He's like, can I also have a 10-piece nugget? We're all like, no. It's like, dude. Everybody else like, I just want a regular combo. So anyway, so I get place my order. It comes to $51.03. This is a total. $51.03. So I'm pulling out my money. It's like, oh, I'm paying cash. That was my first mistake, I guess. So I pull out 60, but I was like, oh, I have $1.03. You know, who wants to carry on this loose stuff? So I give the person $61.03. And I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, I'm looking at them through the window. I was like, why are they counting out numerous bills? I'm like, I should get the 10 back. So they give me my money and I look at it and I spread it out. And it's like, it was a 5 and 4 ones. And I'm looking, it's like, I'm looking at the person in the window like, where's the rest of my money? Here we go. Okay. So... You know how when you loan somebody some money and they say, you know what, I'm going to pay you back on Friday. So now it's Sunday. They didn't pay you back. You go ask them for your money. They'd be like, give your steak $10 or what? That's how he looked at me. Like.
Like you were like you were a burden for
money. It gets better. So he's like. And he reaches over. And hands me my dollar. He didn't have to open the register. He didn't have to ask for the manager to come count the till.
You had it and just didn't give me my money?
I was like, what? You know, I was beside myself. Like, what the?
So we know my patience level. Almost as bad as my drive over here. I'm telling you, one day I'm going to flip. I don't have patience for bullshit. Now, it's funny you tell that story because I had totally forgotten about my experience. So it wasn't even anything that I was going to bring up. Literally, I stopped. I was leaving. What was I even over here for? I don't know why I was on this side, but I was on this side. And I was going back and I stopped at, I'm going to say it, Burger King, because it was the only thing that was open near where I had to get on the highway. And the same shit happened. It was like, I don't know, like, $9 in, you know, $11.48. So I did the same thing. You give him, he got his calculator out. And I said, sweetie, I said, just give me back a 10 and like 47 cents, whatever it was. And he was like, thank you.
So people really, because that happened like years ago, I think something like that happens. Like people really don't know how to do that anymore. Mm-mm.
The kids don't.
I thought it was so easy. But I'm like, he's over there at the register, like, what? I'm giving you a one, sir. I'm giving you more.
For me, I'm trying to put myself behind the counter in front of the big machine that only has pictures on it. I'm trying to figure out, like, I would have thought that would have been a cue.
Yeah.
If the order came to $11.03 or 10, whatever, yeah, right. And someone gave me a whole bunch more. For me, that's a cue to say, okay, the change. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, I didn't. But it's like these people, like, I don't know what he could have been thinking. Like, I can't count.
He was going to trick you into. And imagine, though, imagine if he had that dollar sitting there, how many people he might have gotten.
Yeah.
By the end of the day,
yeah, how much
he's walking out with 10, 15 bucks in his pocket. Yeah.
So that's
because no one paid attention.
But he don't know. I'm cheap. I mean, frugal. And I gave you the one, sir. So I don't have more ones. So now instead of
you one, gave me mad ones.
Instead of having one, I have five ones. Thank you, sir.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So.
Well, at least you had the singles for when you went to the strip club later.
Well.
Oh, you'd be giving out fives?
I'm still trying to give her the singles you gave me for my birthday because I know you work hard for all of those. It ain't easy to get 52 singles?
52 singles, yes.
Yeah. So yes, I appreciate all that hard work you did to get me my birthday present.
My pleasure, sweetie. My pleasure. I aim to please. Ask anybody who gave me those ones.
Oh, okay then. All right. Okay. All right. So
not for nothing though. Mm-hmm. I always tell you, I would do that.
I know, like, you would.
If it came down to it, and
I cannot.
All 52 years of these, girl, I'd be out there like, hey, I got to learn how to do the
booty shaking.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you know,
shaking.
Can't take you nowhere.
Don't tease me with this time.
Well, I can't wrap around the hold on to the bar and I can't spin around.
If you can't do the pole, then you just have to have other stuff you can do don't consist of the pole.
I think I got too much hail damage. They have me at the 3 o'clock in the morning show.
No, those are the ones. You'll be at the 3 o'clock in the afternoon show.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Where people are there just for the buffet.
Oh.
All right. Well, now that you've seen my stripper moves.
Okay. All right. So what's your the page we got to send the money to watch the rest of the show?
Listen, I'll send you my Cash App. No, I'm going to have to create a separate Cash App. I guess it wouldn't matter. People can't take from me. Yo, why did I get a request for my Cash App? I'm not going to say who it is, but if you happen to be watching this, you know you could have sent a text first.
Yep.
But anyway.
Okay.
What's on our agenda for today?
For today, we are going to be talking about cons, catfish, and cult leaders. Yeah. So it came to me, I hardly ever watch television.
Yeah.
But I'm flipping around. I was like, okay, I need to do something while I'm knitting. I know, right? But it's the only time I actually do my things when I sit still. So
I still want to learn how to crochet. I'll have to hit you up on that.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. So I'm watching and I'm flipping through, and one of them is like, I forgot what it was called, How to Be a Cult Leader, I think it was called.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So I was like, that's interesting. You know, talk about side hustles. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching it, and it's talking about Jim Jones, Charles Manson, a few other people I'd never heard of. But it made me really think about a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, really.
Yeah.
First of all, do these people start out intending to be cult leaders? Do people seek to join a cult? Do they know they're in a cult? I mean, like, all of these things just started going through my mind. Like, what lower? So I know you're familiar with Jim Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So my thought process, it's funny you bring those questions up, because my thought process is to touch on each one of those. Do they know they're going to be a cult leader? I don't know that they know they're going to lead a cult, but I do feel like those people, those types of people, grow up feeling like they're the shit. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you they went through grade school, they were always the leader of the groups. When they got into middle school, they had their own little clique, and they were the Reginas.
I think, like, Charles Manson, I think they said that, like, whichever one it was, one of them was like, yeah, when he was in grade school, somebody was picking on him, and he convinced these girls to beat him up. And when they got in trouble, they went in the office, and he was like, I didn't do anything.
Right. I did nothing.
As a kid.
Absolutely. So I do think they start off with a mindset of being a leader, liking people to follow them. And they're that one in high school, you know what I mean, who all the kids follow, or they're not popular per se, but they have that off group that follows them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The trench coats and the looking crazy.
The ones, the outliers, I guess.
Exactly.
The ones who don't fit in anywhere else.
Right. Now, for the second part, when you said, do these people, what was the second one?
Do you
do they seek out to be in a cult something like that? Right. I don't think that they seek out to be in cults per se, but I think that they're not secure within, so they're easily led.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you get that leader and you get that person who's easy to lead, who's susceptible to being led, marriage made in heaven. Mm. Marriage made in heaven. Do they know they're in a cult? I almost want to say yes and no. I feel like they know they're in something, but would they call it a cult? No.
Right, because most people, like, you know, they, oh, you're in a cult. No, not. You know?
No, right.
Yeah, they're not in it. Yeah. It's
because,
like,
cult has such a negative connotation.
Right. Yeah. But what is a cult? I meant to look that up, but I did not. Like, what is the...
What makes a cult different from being in
a club?
A club. Or maybe it's the mindset, though. A cult, I don't think you can just wake up one morning and be like, I'm out of here. Because your mind is trained to be in that. I would be curious to know the definition of a cult.
Yeah.
We act like we don't have technology at our fingertips.
Because, like, so you said, you mentioned, like, the brainwashing, because I was trying to decide what to name it, you know, call this. And it's part of it is brainwashing. And brainwashing can be, I guess it's supposed to be subtle. That's why it's brainwashing, because I've been brainwashed before.
Okay. So a system, now we both know I don't have readers on, so I'm going to go ahead and give this a whirl. A system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object, the cult of Saint Flat, whatever. I can't see that. Olaf, a relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister, a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious.
Yeah, because I have that first one. Yeah, I think some of these are not.
So
Jim Jones was really religious, but what's the other one I mentioned? Charles Manson was
nuts as hell. He was just, honestly, was he nuts, or was he just so damn smart? He did, you know what I mean? Like,
well, because he was, I guess you have to be smart enough to know how to manipulate people,
absolutely.
But he was, his mindset was like, I looked at something about his too, and it was like he wanted to be a singer or a rock star or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't.
He wrote a song with somebody.
But then he didn't like the way they wanted to change it or something. So he was mad at somebody in the industry. So that's when he wanted to, you know, like, kill people. It's like, how do you take that leap? Anyway, you can look at the story and see about him. Yeah, it was something stupid, but he wanted to start a race war as well.
Yes.
But how do you get people, you're like, you know what? I know this person didn't do anything to you, but I'm mad at them for something stupid.
Right.
How about you go and kill them for me?
Yeah.
And people are like,
yeah,
okay.
Sharon Tate and what was it?
That's the only one I
remember. No, the husband. Oh. I guess it's neither here nor there. Did you watch the movie Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio? What the frick?
I don't know.
Whatever it was, I'm sure.
What were they doing?
They were. It was back in the 70s, and they were. Leonardo DiCaprio was an actor, and Brad Pitt was his stuntman. Sometime in Hollywood, something about that in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I've seen the movie like 5 times, and it's dope as hell.
Okay.
But it kind of hits on that Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski. Go me. But it touches on that at the end, but it gives an alternate ending. Typical Quentin Tarantino shit.
Okay.
That the mind is like, whoa. But it touched on that. It just came to mind because we were talking about Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski. But yeah, Charles Manson, it had him and his cult, or Charles Manson-esque in his cult. If you haven't seen the movie, you should watch that. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
I forgot how to write my name the other day. I had to sign my name the other day. Then I forgot my phone number. My daughter was like, what's going on there?
Well, since True Confessions, okay, what we forget, because we are women of a certain age.
Yes.
So I went downstairs before you came.
52 and 5.
I want to get a tripod and the stool. What's it called? The bar stool.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the bar stool. I was like, oh, okay, I got to get the tripod. So I go in the closet, get the tripod, and a hat had fallen on the ground. So when I started heading up the stairs,
you had the hat.
The tripod, and I had tell anybody, they're going to put me away.
You ever find stuff in the refrigerator that's not supposed to be there, or stuff that's supposed to be in the refrigerator, I put it in with my Tupperware. I fill it and then put it, and then I'm looking. I had an argument with my girls one day about where is my turkey taco meat? Because I make them beef and I make mine turkey. I was like, who ate? And everybody's like, we don't eat that. I'm like, somebody ate my turkey meat. We cleaned out the fridge. And I was like, you know, I gave up. And then like 2 days later, Nyla's like, can you come here?
Oh,
and I'm like, what? She's like, no, I need you to come here.
Oh,
I go in and she's like, opens the cabinet and points at it. And I was like,
who did that?
Yeah. Which one of you children was putting away dishes and put my food in the pantry? Yeah, that part.
So I guess we couldn't be in a cult because we can't remember what we started out there
not
for.
Not only could we not be in a cult, but I have trouble taking direction at times. So
yeah,
I would probably be the person right under Manson being like, yeah, what he said, do that. What he said, that would probably be me.
I think I rationalize things too much. Like, I don't understand why you're asking me to do
right,
the thing you
right.
want me to
you
do.
You have to make it make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. You ever watch the show Catfish? Speaking of not making sense to me.
Not really. I know of it.
Okay. Allow me to enlighten.
Okay.
Because I will keep Catfish on. If there's a good marathon on for 24 hours, that's what will be on my TV. I'll be doing stuff, you know. But the minute I hear the reveal, I'm like trying to find out what the person looks like. But the concept of the show, it started with Neve. He fell in love with some girl online, only for it not to be the person she pretended to be through photos and everything, right? So they decide, let's make a show about this. It could probably work. If there's enough people out there, I had no idea there were this many people who fell in love without seeing a person, without FaceTiming. In this digital age, there's no way I'm not seeing you.
Wow.
There's no way. But these people are in these relationships for years without seeing the person. And then now the show has come about. So they write into the show. They go to the location where the person who's writing is. They go there. They do all this research. They find the person. And then they convince that person to meet online. And that's what they do. And it's the reveal on TV. I cannot get past you not meeting that person.
Yeah.
Only through DMs and texts. Yeah.
No, because I watch all the Murder, Death, Kill, all those shows. Cool. And there was one, this lady got killed. And so, you know, they always look into your background to see who did what or whatever. And they found somebody she met online and was dating. And they wanted to see if that person, you know, had done it. And because she was supposedly in love with this person, come to find out it was a woman.
They've had that too.
It's like, but luckily she wasn't the one that killed her. But yeah, they found out, like, she thought she was in love with some man and come to find out it was a woman.
Yeah.
I was like, that's...
They had two, there were two that just completely amazed me. There was one where the guy was, I don't know, Wyoming or somewhere. He was a truck driver. $10,000 later, he was giving this girl money to be buying some truck. But he could only send the money to the aunt. But the minute they showed, they asked him, well, let me see the picture. Let me see what she looks like. And it's just this boobs and ass and this little waist. And they were like, this is not the girl. This is not who you're talking to. And he was like, no, I think it is. They're like, dude, I'm telling you, this is not the girl you're talking to. Turned out it was one of those African people. Yes, girl.
I'm still waiting on my money from him. I sent you what you asked for. Can I get my money back?
Leading that man on $10,000 he was up to.
Okay, so kind of going back to who's the type of person? Is there a type of person who can be taken in by this type of thing? Like, do they think they're not worthy enough to meet somebody in person or they're too lazy to do it? I mean, like, how could you allow yourself? And I don't want to, like, you know, they say, like, guilting the victim or whatever. It's not, but, you know.
Victim blaming.
Yeah. How how can you get into that? Like, I need to see you, but me being me, I need to yes. meet you in person. I can't do the online. I told you my story. I tried that way back when, mm-hmm. but I need to see you to believe you, I guess. Yeah. I meet people in person.
I think it's two kinds of people. The gentleman who was on that episode, how do I say it without getting smashed later on? He just wasn't the brightest person. Because, and I'd like to think I would know that, you know, Brad Pitt is not,
he was
not texting me. Although, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot my shot. Just in case you happen to see this, one of these, I'm in love with you.
Okay. All right.
And I'll choose you over a lot of people. Just throwing that out there.
But I need you to show up at my door so I believe you.
Absolutely. I can't just get text, though, from somebody saying, hey, this is Brad Pitt. Saw your podcast. Love to meet you. Nah, B. We're going to need to meet at a lit up Wawa or something first. But it's that person who's just not as bright and the other person is just not the self-confident person. But I have also seen some where I'm like, damn, he's fine. Or like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. Like, how did you get sucked into this? That person, I can't explain. I mean, they could still have self-confidence issues because you're pretty or you're cute. But I can't rationalize it in my mind how that happens, how you fall in love with someone. Okay. Let's take a couple steps back. I can see how you become attached to the person that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can see that part, but what I can't see is the years part where you're still in it with this person, not knowing who they are. If they're, you know, some grimy ass old man, you know, although my age, what's old? What's old?
We talked
about this.
I know, right?
Yeah. But like, in all seriousness, you know, I think about the younger people mm-hmm. who are mm-hmm. online dating. How do you know that's not some perv? You know what I mean? And when you open the door, the dude from, what's that show, Gotcha? And he's going to be like, did you know this is a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah,
he's
this is scary. That's scary, but the mind is very fragile.
It is.
Because I think too, like we're raising these young people and they all happen to be girls right now. Yeah. You know, it's like girls right now, like they're changing.
Like they're
I'm not going there. That's not what I meant. Okay. We have young women and it's scary out there. Cause like I said, you know, the one is 16 now, and before a couple years ago, she was really hot and heavy on, you know, my friends online. I was like, that's a 40-year-old man. Stop that. You're not in love with this person.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's this generation coming up because since COVID, you know, so much more is online. Mm-hmm. You know, I just get nervous that this is what they're going to think it's supposed to be. And then, they're going to get catfished because some people make a living out of lying. I don't know why. I don't know what joy they get out of deceiving people.
Well, you said they make a living from it.
But I wish you would ask me for some money. I don't know you like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think the other part and another reason why I feel so sorry for this generation and the generation behind it is all they know is digital. Mm-hmm. They have zero coping skills. They have zero interaction. They don't know how to interact with other people live.
Yeah.
Everything is.
That's it.
It frustrates me to no end. No end. Did you watch the Anna Delvey story on Netflix?
I don't know who that is. No.
Oh my gosh. So she was a con artist in New York. She was the George Santos of, she pretended to be this socialite.
Oh gosh.
And trips around the world. You got to watch it. It's a Netflix. Did you watch everything I reference is, did you watch?
And you always like,
did you watch Ozark?
That was a series.
If she tells me that she did not watch Ozark,
that was a series.
You will be watching the final episode of this. Lie to me.
Yes, I loved it.
So you remember Ruth? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking Marty. Oh my gosh, Marty. What the fuck, Marty? Yeah, she played Anna Delvey. you have to watch. Man, watch.
You keep every time you give me a list of these things I need to watch.
No, I see what has to happen. You know? I see. We need, you know where I'm going. What am I about to say?
Have movie night.
Yes, ma'am. We need to have a night with just us gals. We'll get pretend wine so I can pretend I'm drinking. You drink real wine so I can still do the sip thing. But we do. Okay. But that's a series, though. So we have to make that like a series of events. But yeah, you have to watch Ozark. Oh my gosh.
I don't know how much crocheting I can get done in a season.
You can't crochet and watch it. You have to like.
No, you have to be like. So you obviously don't know how to crochet.
I can make the longest line in the whole. I can make a dope ass rope. Well, we'll I can tie up the best of them with my crochet.
Okay, we'll do that while we have movie nights.
I literally just told you cannot crochet.
We will.
You mean we'll have like a time set up for crochet?
We're
going to
crochet while we do it.
You can't. You got to watch.
No, you don't. Not really. You just got to get good.
Well, you got to get good at watching movie shit. Okay.
Okay.
If I can get you to watch a movie, I'll crochet.
Okay, cool. Yep. All right. All right, so. Okay, so another one is like people getting people to do stuff. I don't know if we talked about this one already, that like couples who go out and snatch people together. It's like, I cannot imagine my husband coming home like, you know what, hon? I love you, but help me snatch up these girls so I can bring them home, drug them, rape them, and do whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe even kill them. It's like, sure, hon.
Like, how did they find one another?
Yeah.
Did you just, are they like magnets in their... in their stomachs that just draws them. But I'm serious though. Yeah. How did they find one another?
Yeah, because you can't just broach that subject with anybody.
Eating subs, like, oh, you know what we should do? Like, how do you even come across that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch? But it's on Netflix right now. I promise you, I have a life.
So I started out with I watched the Netflix. Yeah, so I do every now and then.
But it's on Netflix right now. I can't think of the name of it, but it's a white dude and a white chick. See, I don't want to tell you what happens. Just suffice it to say, these two are touched, and they bring people and sex people and. They're in on it together, and then her little sister. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know, I think that's like, now, is this a series or just a movie? Or
no, it's real life.
Okay.
I
mentioned the one that was an episode of Law & Order. They pull from real life FBO. Stuff. But right, so... That one, the real story was, yeah, the couple was snatching up people. And, yeah, the man said, I want your little sister.
Yep.
And she was like, okay.
Yep. And then
like,
they ended up killing her.
Yeah, because I guess whatever the drugs they gave her interacted with something, her health or whatever. I was like,
yeah.
Man.
That's crazy to me.
Like I said, first of all, you can't give me a grab a stranger.
Barbie and Ken. Ken and Barbie, it's called something
okay,
like that.
Because I'm not going to snatch a stranger. Well, I would be more likely to snatch a stranger with you than my little sister.
I would, too. If I'm going to snatch somebody, I don't want it to be somebody I know.
Right.
Yeah, like you got to look at this person. And yeah.
That's a special kind of sick.
It is. And then I always look at, you know me with kids. Anybody who so much as looks at a child wrong, I'm ready to fuck you up.
They just burst into flames. Yeah, like, we don't need a trial, jury. Just burst into flames.
Yeah.
So I'm not cult material. But I'm not even cult leader material.
Yeah.
Because that Jim Jones thing. Because another thing too, the show that I watched, a lot of people were doing drugs. Like they got to the point, like they were paranoid or, you know, like they're telling their cult members not to have sex with each other, but then they're sexing everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, you just want that power and you just need more and more and more.
Yeah.
But like, like I said, I keep going back to Jim Jones because that's the one that I know the most. But how do you convince these people to then kill
themselves?
Well, there's a few of them. There's a
that's
few
what
of
I was
them.
I was literally
yeah,
never
yeah,
say
because what they said, like the aliens
are
coming or something.
Yes.
And they killed themselves.
Yes. And I don't know how your mind, but then it's also the same as people who are, what is it called? when you're brainwashed, something syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. It's kind of like that when you're kidnapped or something. And you know you're kidnapped. Right. But then over time, this is like your husband. I think it was SVU, I think. Might have been SVU who had an... Oh, no, it was Criminal Minds who had an episode like that. And they found the girl, but it had been so long that she had been with this guy. She was like, no, leave him alone. Like, he's this to me and he's that. But he was getting rid of them at a certain age because they would age out.
Oh, my.
And then he would find another one and raise her, you know, to be his whatever. All those stories, although it's television, it comes from somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. So, these things are really happening out there. So, I don't know.
It's terrible.
It is.
And to think that people...
If people feed on people like that. Just horrible people.
Yeah.
If I was a cult leader, I'd be a good cult.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd have a good cult. Yeah.
We could go around and help people.
Yeah. That would kind of like just be a club. Like... I mean, but that's the thing, though. It wouldn't be a cult.
Because it's a negative
because,
thing.
Right.
Well, no. Remember we talked about the laws, crazy laws?
Yes.
Like, okay, my cult, we're going to go around and wash your car without your permission.
Without your permission. Yeah,
that's kind of stuff we're going to do.
That.
Yeah.
Good.
Walk your dog without you asking.
Asking, that's right. We're going to come in your house, take your dog, and take it on a walk, I guess.
That's what we do, my cult. But I guess there is no positive cult. There's no
There's cult. Because if it was a good cult, it would be called a club.
Club.
Yeah. It's called a cult because it has negative connotations. But okay. Would it be a cult though if they weren't doing anything bad, but it was still the brainwashing and the...
But
isn't that just Jehovah's Witness? No, and I'm not.
I know, because people think people think that's what people say. But right. Okay, pause. Put a pin in that. So I was waiting on you today, and the doorbell rang. It's like, oh, she's here. I ran down the stairs, threw the door open.
Can you talk about this water shower?
I was like, I thought you were somebody else. I was like, but I got a friend, so I know all about it. I said, I'm not interested, but thank you for checking on me.
Right.
And the guy was like, well, thank you for answering the door.
Yeah, because they don't get very many people.
Nah.
They don't. Nah. Bless their hearts, though, because that's not a negative thing.
Right, because I don't know, but I have heard that people relate, or no, what's the word I'm trying to think of? They
associate
them with a cult.
Right.
And I don't know why, because I don't go deep into it. But yeah, you're right. I don't know the negative that they do, but I guess it's just if it's a form of brainwashing. Mm-hmm. Like some...
Is Scientology a cult?
I think I've heard them... Well, see, because I heard them referred to negatively.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, my thing, and I don't know, because I don't delve deep into anything
right.
But when they talk about, like, if your people... You can only associate with people in it, or, like, if your family members leave,
you can't
associate with them. Right. See, that's the kind of thing I don't understand. Like,
that sounds
cult-y. Right. So it's like...
And this is no judgment if you want to be a Scientologist, by
whatever,
all means.
Right. But if somebody wants to not believe like you believe, how can you not deal with them? Because in this world, you can't not deal with certain people.
Yeah.
So if I have to go to work with somebody who doesn't believe like I believe, why can't I... See my mom who doesn't believe like I believe.
Right.
So I don't understand why that's a thing.
Leah Remini spoke out mm-hmm. a lot on Scientology, and the people that were on her show, those are the ones who would talk about, you know, I haven't spoken to my mom in 20 years, or I haven't spoken to my sister in 10 years.
See, I think that's another thing.
And they're not allowed to.
They separate you from your people. And it's like, I don't
know. But that right there tells me that there's something wrong.
Right.
There.
So I don't understand the people in it, why they, I don't know why I choose something like that over my family, who's not doing anything wrong. You know, so my family is my family, but because they don't believe like me, I can't associate with them. Makes no sense.
But it's the mindset. It's the...
So, okay. I'm in this club, group, cult, and my mom won't be. And they say, well, if you want to stay with us, you can't ever talk to her again. I'm thinking, what are you giving me that I'm going to choose you over my mom?
Over my mom. Yeah. Yeah. Or people whose kids leave and now you can't talk to your child. Like what?
What am I really gaining?
Yeah. What's the benefit here? But again, we don't know the true teachings of Scientology either.
Or any of them.
So like, I don't know if their promises like, you know, oh, you'll never make it to the afterlife. I don't even know what they believe in. Like, I don't know. They're not.
Well, I guess you got to be in it to know.
Right. They're not religious. Well, how do you get
Gotta get an invitation? That's how you got an invitation to the Illuminati? I got an email to join, but I don't know what that is either. But again, I don't hear anything positive about it, but I got an invite.
Okay, so Illuminati, don't artists, when they're singing and songs and stuff, don't they shout out Illuminati? Is it a different, is my 52 showing?
I don't know. Is there more than one?
I don't know.
Well, I hope I got invited.
Can somebody let us know? Careful though, because I don't want the government following. I want it, so be careful. But yeah, I don't know. And again,
secrecy of some things. It's like,
and I'm hesitant to speak freely on some things that I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't want to come off judgy or anything like that. But I don't hear good things.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a desire to delve deep into it. But yes, when you hear someone referring to it, it's always in the negative.
Yeah.
Almost always in the negative. Because I do know someone who is a Jehovah's Witness, and I like that person. I have nothing against that person. Yeah. I mean,
I think the Jehovah's Witnesses, I think that's a separate club than the other two. Because my aunt Marge, oh my gosh, I miss her so much. Mm-hmm. She was Jehovah's Witness. And I remember we used to go to Kingdom Hall with her, and they would have all these little food events. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever said, you can't come here because you're not Jehovah's Witness. You know what I mean?
I had a coworker who I didn't know her very well.
They were always welcome.
But yeah, but she passed away, and I went to her funeral. I've never seen so many people at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh. I told you afterwards, I was like going around and people like, will you come to my funeral?
Yeah.
To my funeral? Because I mean, but they were, they're very supportive, embraced people. Like,
I think what gives them the negative rap is the door-to-door stuff.
You know, and I thought you were going to go
the
there.
Bicycles.
But you know, they're not the bicycles. That's the Mormons.
Oh, see, here we go.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
The guys come through and they come from other states.
On bikes? But yes, they travel.
Right. I think they get the bike when they get here.
Yeah.
But... So if you want to be in this club, you got to ride your bike from. What state are they?
Amish, like in Pennsylvania.
They are not Amish. No. Oh my gosh, you are making it worse. Is it not Colorado? Where are all the?
I don't know.
It's somewhere over.
Out west.
Oh yes, somewhere out west. But anyway, okay. So no, they say if you want to be in this club, you got to ride your bike from Colorado to Virginia. It's like no,
you got to Lance Armstrong this.
But okay, I was gonna say the door knocking. No, I used to be a part of the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. and nobody ever says anything negative about them. Mm-hmm. And we did door knocking. And
did you?
Yeah,
I've never had Salvation Army.
No. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had something to do with Salvation Army like 6 days a week. We were doing. They had a lot of activities for us young people. It was great.
They kept you out them streets.
Yes, they picked me up from the hood.
Yeah,
in the bus.
Yeah,
take us to the church or wherever. But yeah, Saturdays we would go out. We go door knocking. We got the same things.
Like, what would you be like?
Just invited to church.
Oh, okay.
No, just invited them because Salvation Army is a church.
Okay.
And then they do all the other stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, I can see you in there. Your storm door is, you know, your door is open. I see you through the storm door. Come talk to me. And it's like. Wake up this door. So I mean, I understand that, but yeah, we're just inviting people to the Lord.
Okay,
to share a little more.
I mean, for that, you know, I
yeah, but you're right, because you're right. Most people, I guess, don't know Salvation Army used to do that. I have no idea. I maybe don't do that anymore. But yeah, Jehovah's Witness is known for the door knocking.
Why don't Amish people come on into the 21st century?
Because we're evil. We got the TV, they binge watching, you don't get nothing done, don't get your crocheting done because you're busy watching TV.
I mean, like, God bless the Amish.
Are they really still like that?
Yes.
Oh. They make good stuff, furniture.
Horse and buggies, yeah.
They want to stay focused because all this noise out here in the world.
And that's basically kind of sort of what it is. Sometimes I wish, I kind of wish
we could go back a little bit. Like when we used to sit around and talk to people, you know, over dinner, or, you know, there's no phones at dinner. You can't call us dinner time. You know, people were closer. Because now, since we've got the little one in the house, which is not little anymore, we do have dinner at the table together. Because they said that's, you know, important for the kids. But some people don't. Everybody eat whenever, do whatever. Yeah, so back in the time when people were closer together because you didn't have all the extra noise. But speaking of the Amish, I forgot the name of when they go on a break. When the kids can go on a break, I heard. Not TV. It's got a name for it. I think it's not Rumpelstiltskin. It's something.
I'm going to shut up because when you said Rumpelstiltskin, Ramadan popped in my head. So
I think it's on, it's a break. I heard. Okay. And the kids can go out into the world. And then
there's come a show back. About that. Oh. There is a show on TLC.
Okay, probably.
About that. Mm-hmm. About Amish kids
going out for however the year. I don't know how it works, but they go out and then they're supposed to come back. I wonder if any of them want to come back. Yeah, I wonder.
All the sex, drugs, and rock and roll out here.
I bet a couple of them do don't want that bad life.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I came back to Virginia. The rest of the world's too fast for me. No, I lived in Northern Virginia. Girl, I tell you, I didn't know how to cross that road. It was like these cars all the time and the street signs. And I was like, I'm going back home.
I was just in the city in New York.
Oh, never.
This past weekend. And we were talking about that. Like, my friend and I, we were like, could I live here? At this age, I could not. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was younger. But at this age, I could not live in the city.
Yeah.
But of course, we were right down at Times Square. Yeah. And, you know, our hotel was like us. We went. Okay. First of all, I'm off topic and I'll bring it back. But we went to see Pearly Victorious, a non-Confederate rob through the cotton fields or something like that. Leslie Odom Jr. Let me explain to you how this play was everything. It was a very small cast. Vanessa Bell Calloway was in there, but it was reprised. Ozzy Davis did it back in, I don't know, 70s or whatever. Mm-hmm. Please don't cut my head off because I don't know the year, but Ozzy Davis did it. And I think Sherman Hemsley and some people were in it. Mm-hmm. But they reprised it, of course, more modern or whatever, but I mean, really, it wasn't modern because it was still the same concept. Of course, the people is, you know, oh my gosh, it was so, so good. So good. First of all, I fell in love with Leslie Odom from Hamilton. take the time to see that one. It was amazing. I digress.
Okay. Where were we?
I don't know.
Okay. That's the 52 showing. So anyway, I cannot
be know we're talking about Amish and
the old city, they went back in the time. They went back
in the city and the how busy it was and how, oh my god, it's overwhelming.
See that jump that leap?
That's how we do.
That's what we do.
That's how we get down.
It's like I don't have time to stay in one place. I got to get out. So yeah, No, I can't. I'm not going to be able to do that. It's just not going to be for me.
Yeah.
But brainwashing can happen because I was in a group. And, you know, and it's a uniformity of it all. Yeah. They get you to do certain things without thinking. You know, you just respond and they train you up very well. But my brainwashing wore off. I don't think it was supposed to wear off as early as it did. Mm-hmm. But it only lasted for 10 years, 9 months, 29 days. And then I was like, I was like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. Because, like, I had back pain. It was one of the reasons I actually was able to get out. But I was still pressing through because it's like, you know, you don't go to sick call. You're not, you know, you got to soldier up and do the thing. And one day I was like, my back hurts.
Yeah.
It's like, no, for real. This is wrong. I'm you know, I can't keep doing this. And then it kind of... I started thinking more like, you know, I'm not really, this ain't me.
Yeah.
But for so long, I've been programmed to do this. You don't ask questions, you know, left, right. And that's how it can get into you. And if you slowly get into it, then one day when you wake up, well, you know, one day you're in. You're all in.
Yeah.
So it's a slippery slope, I guess, depending on what you're looking for. Because I was looking for something. and I found something. Luckily, it wasn't anything detrimental.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was easy to get into that because it fulfilled a need. Yeah.
And that's what some people go in for, the structure of it all.
Yeah.
That structured, be here at this time, do this, do this.
Told you, I mean,
you could also go to jail and have that same structure.
Right, you're right. But I told you when I got out, I was like, I don't even know what to wear. I don't know how to wear clothes to go to work. Right. Like, because this is what no thoughts about it. Mm-hmm. Put that on and let's go. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's some people's easy way out. Like you said, jail too. It's like it's structured for you.
How often did they give you new boots?
Well, we got a clothing allowance every year. But I mean, they didn't give us new boots. They gave us original boots.
Okay.
But then they give you money every year to replenish your stuff if you need to. What, you need some boots?
No, I was wondering if you was wearing the same funky-ass boots. All that walking and marching and crawling and climbing and
jumping and sleeping. And I wasn't good at that. You know, you got to go back to one of the original episodes and see. I was not.
Oh, I know.
I was not good at that at all. So that's another thing too. Do you let just anybody into your cult? Because them raggedy people bring you down
all day.
They will bring
all
you
day.
Can you imagine getting kicked out of a cult because you just you are not?
Do you know how bad you have to be for Charles Manson to be like, nah, you have to go?
Kicked out.
The worst place you could possibly be.
I would have got kicked.
Well, I'm glad that I'm glad you made it. You're 10 years and
9 months
and 29 days.
Yes.
I'm glad you made it.
It was a struggle. It was a struggle.
So suffice it to say, we're in agreement that neither one of us could be in a cult. However, we could lead one.
You could lead one. And then I'll be your second. What she said. But yeah, I'm not that creative, like coming up with stuff to do.
I feel like my cult would be all sex.
Yeek!
Because I have no desire to break the law. I have no desire to harm anyone.
Well, depending on what state you're in,
just have sex.
You might be breaking the law with your sex because that's very true. Because in Virginia, I don't know, the law's the same, like missionary only or something. You can't be doing some of that freaky stuff.
If we just have to do that, then at least we're doing it. Huh. I just couldn't. I'm a peaceful person for the most part until you put me on the road, boy.
But we'll keep you off the road. Get you a driver. We'll get you a driver.
Please do. No, because then they'll piss me off because they're not doing what I want. We'll have the blackout.
You won't see anything that's going on. We'll have the blackout windows. Have your Netflix in the back. You just sit back there and chill. You get where you go. You know, you get there. You're the leader. So
That's right.
So you get to go in style. Right. And I'm your second, so I'll be right
back.
So you'll be with me.
Okay. We are going to be good.
Yes.
I can't speak for our minions. Y'all get there how you get there.
That's right.
I'll provide a bus.
Yeah, we get a bus.
Speaking of, this really isn't even related. Not sure. This is just what I'm watching right now. Squid Game Challenge?
The real one.
Did you watch the real one?
I mean, I saw clips of the show.
The challenge.
But right, so I've seen that now. I saw a clip and I was like, is that a reality show now? They've really done something like that?
So good. Oh, gosh. It's so good.
I don't know. See, that too is like, would I do something like
for that money? Yo, do you see? A lot of it is chance. Like they did one episode where they played Sink My Battleship, you know, Battleship, right?
Yeah, Sink My Battleship.
But for that one, only four people had to think. You had a captain in their second on each team. Everybody else was just standing in boats.
Well, yeah, but.
And you're hoping they don't sink your battleship. If they do, you're going on with the show.
But do you die?
Not in real life.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, see, that thing, like, games, well, but how do you know? Okay, when they come to you and say, hey, we got this Squid Game show, you want to be a part? And I'm thinking, I saw the show. Like, so, I mean, you going in there and then all of a sudden you're in and then they,
ma'am.
I'm just saying.
If Netflix came to you and said, hey, we're doing a show.
It's like, are you going to promise
on Squid Game?
Promise me that you're not going to kill me if I don't win.
So you thought that on Netflix, they would just have mass murder.
It could be. It could be. Netflix is big. They can cover up.
That's bad as me with the Amish and the Mormons and them. But no,
Rumstrata. Nope, that's not in the building. A Roomba. What is it?
Oh my god, I have no idea. But yeah, I do like on Squid Game though, because do you remember like the big girl and she was playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one.
People were actually dropping. Like when they got eliminated, a little dye thing would pop and they would actually fall out. Are I love sure? that.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I have not seen, I have not seen them since. But and then they had the one where they had to do the honeycomb and they only had a needle, but they couldn't break the shape that they were assigned. You had a triangle, a circle, a square, and a freaking umbrella. And that umbrella, boy, was detailed. That's what they lost most of the people. But once if people broke it in that dye pad, they would be like, fall out. It was,
they're dead for real. If you know any of those people who are on that show, check in.
That's right. Check in. But do a Facebook check-in or something.
All right. So I think we just established the cons, catfish.
Yes.
And cult leaders that, how we're not.
We're perfect. Other people aren't.
Yes, exactly. That was the whole moral of the story. Be like me. Be more like me.
Be more like us.
Yes. Like us.
Yes. Yeah, no, that was it.
That was it. Okay. Well, I think that was good.
Deuces.
Later.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.